Hetzerach Nefesh. Progress. Okay. Where were we? Okay, yeah, just very quick, like Rashi Prakim, like key points. I was dealing with the Hetzerach Nefesh. One of the main reasons why we're dealing with this is because in the Makoros, right, the Gemara Ksivis says, can you be boal b'tchila b'Shabbos? And the Gemara's suffix is, do we say that mitoch shehutro shchita shalolitzorech, hutronami shalolitzorech? So there are two, the problem of making a chabura, right, making a wound on Shabbos, would also, on Yantif, would be overcome by the heter of mitoch, right? Since you're allowed to do shchita on Yantif for food reasons, so too, you could do, you can also do, making a chabura, making a wound, because that whole like category of malacha is going to be allowed on Yantif, even when it's not for food related purposes, right? And the Gemara responds, wait a second, is that shavu l'chol nefesh? Right? It says, it doesn't have to be something that's like universally applicable if you're going to do that. It says, no, right? It just has to be something that's relevant to everybody, or not necessarily relevant, but roly. Hard. I can't really think of a really good translation into English. Do you guys have like a good like English translation for it? Because it's relevant, but the problem is relevant dafka is the first argument, and it's only when it's like really, shav l'chol nefesh means like it's relevant equally to everyone, right? Like dabar shav l'chol nefesh is like relevant. Pardon?
Applicable.
Maybe applicable, but not necessarily applicable to everybody either, because it's like, Shach Nidir isn't applicable to everyone, but I guess it is. I guess maybe that's better, right?
It could be applied. Applicable just means that it can be applied.
Right. And if they were in those circumstances, then it would, we would apply it to them, as opposed to relevant is that it's like currently relevant. Yeah, okay, I'm a Kabbalah, that's good. Right, is that it doesn't need to be relevant to them, but it needs to be applicable to them, and that's sufficient ground. Therefore, tzedas tzvi, let's say, is going to be mutter. Right, so we've started with the question of, well, what is the heter ochel nefesh, and then we can go from heter ochel nefesh into this question of mitoch. Right, when we can, once we know why ochel nefesh is mutter on yantif, we can say, well, why would we expand it even to cases where it's not food related? So one thing we pointed out is there are really two psukim. Right, the first pasuk that's relevant is Rabbi Yom Rishon Mikra Kodesh, Yom Hashvi Mikra Kodesh, Yalachem Kol Malacha Lo Yaseh Bahem, Ach Asher Yechal L'Chol Nefesh Hu Levado Yaseh Lachem. You can't do malacha, but if it's for Ochal Nefesh, then you're allowed to do it. Right, and kind of the vibe you get here is more along the lines of you can't do malacha, right? But there's a het there. There's an allowance. There's like a dechia. That when it's ochel nefesh, asher yochel l'chol nefesh, that you could do. Okay, so don't do any malacha. There's an exception that if it's for ochel nefesh, you can do it. On the other hand, and the Ramban is very into this this idea, right? That the other psukim say Shabbos is kol malacha lo tasu, because Shabbat hi l'Hashem b'chol mashvotechem. But on Yantif, mikra chodesh yelchem kol malachet avodah lo tasu, right? You can't do malachet avodah, right? And kol malachet avodah lo tasu. And that's distinct, that's a different category than kol malacha. Right? Kol malacha says you can't do malacha. Kol malacha davodah says you can't do malacha that is avoda malacha. But let's say, we use the category of malachas hana, malacha that's there to give you immediate hana, an immediate benefit that's kind of like yantif related benefit, that's allowed. Right? And so it's not even usra in the first place. Right, so it's kind of like a hutra. These malachos, malachos ochel nefesh, are not included in the iser because they're malachas hana, not malachas avoda. While the other perspective is that it's tehuya, right? Really, there's a universal or categorical, let's say, iser malacha, kol malacha lo tasu. But, however, there's this exception for malachas ochel nefesh. Okay? Now, the Gemara in Beitza brings down Machlokas Bishamai Bishilel, and the Machlokas Bishamai Bishilel, Bishamai say there's no such thing as mitoch, and Bishilel say there is such a thing as mitoch, right? And the court of the obvious application of that would be to say, well, Bishilel hold that it's hutra, right? The Torah basically never applied the Isra Malacha to Malacha Sochol Nefesh, And therefore, if those malachos just aren't usher, so then, right, they should apply their mutter across the board, because just there never was an isser bishul. Right? Bishul was never usher, and if bishul's never usher, so then, you know, it just, bishul of anything is not usher, right? Or shchita. If shchita is not usher, so there's no difference between, right, shechting an animal and making a chabura on Shabbos, because at the end of the day, right, there's no ester involved. On the other hand, if it's tachuya, Beishamai says, oh, there's no, pardon?
How do you explain Shavalachol Nefesh then?
Shavalachol Nefesh, no, it's just, that's just an explanation. So what? How do you explain Shavalachol Nefesh? So that's a good question. I would probably say that, you know, when it comes to, let's say, Mugmar, well, you know, I'll get to that in a minute. It's a good question. I would add in some other questions in a minute, which is there clearly are exceptions, right? We're saying, Sammy's point is, wait, if we say that they're not included, right? So we're limiting it by, oh, it has to be Shabbat L'chol Nefesh. Well, why, right? If it's part of Bishul or if it's part of Shechita, who cares if it's who it's Shabbat to? At the end of the day, we should say that it's not included in the Isra Malacha, so it should be fine, right? Making the question even better or stronger is, well, what about the fact that if you do it for a non-Jew, right? If you cook for a non-Jew, or you cook so that you'll have food on, you know, on the week, on the, you know, on Isra Chag, right? You're like, oh, great. It's Pesach, you know, it's Sukkot, it's Pesach. I'm going to cook a ton of food, right? All I'm just going to do now, because what can you do on Pesach? You know, on Chag, you can't do anything other than cook. Okay, great. I'll cook all the food for the next 2 weeks, right? I'll cook it all. I'll put it all in the freezer, right? And I'll have everything ready. So Pasha says that's an Isser. Definitely Usser. And my Pasha says this is Doraisa, at least according to many Shitas. So how do you explain that if you think that it's Hutra, right? On the other side, right? Rishamai say, oh, there's no din mitoch. So there you could say that, oh, there's no din. It's not chutra, it's dechuya, right? But right, if you're a dechuyanik, you don't necessarily want to say you're only relying on Beishamai. And number two is, it's a bit hard to say it's just dechuya because, you know, if it was only dechuya, then we should apply all sorts of other dinim that we generally would apply by dechuya. For example, like Efshar Mibodiyam, right? If something is a dechuya, we generally say, well, it's dechuya when it comes up, but you should try to avoid it, right? And I don't, the pastor says there isn't a din that you're supposed to avoid when to cook on Yantif, right? So how do you answer either of these two extremes? So Shagas Aryeh says as follows, right? Shagas Aryeh came out and said that I know there's a mitzvah of simcha on Yom Tov and you're not allowed to fast, right? That's the question he's asking. Can you fast on your Rosh Hashanah? Sorry. Can you fast on Rosh Hashanah? Can you? I don't know, right? His answer is, well, I know that you can't fast and there's a mitzvah of simcha on Rosh Hashanah, even though it's not, you know, it's not one of the Gemara Galim. Why? Because otherwise, how would there be a Heter Ochel Nefesh? Right, because the whole Heter Ochel Nefesh, which we know applies in Rosh Hashanah, is only based on the idea that the mitzvah of Simcha comes and it's like Doche, the Isser of Lo Ta'aseh Malacha. Right, so that's like a very strong Dechuya formulation, right? And like the Simcha Yom Tov comes as Doche, the Isser Malacha. Okay, on the other hand, right, the Tosus read in Sishutim, right, says Kol Malachol Shehutru Lotzorach Ochel Nefesh Hutru Nami Shelo Lotzorach Ochel Nefesh Umidoraisa Afal Pi Shein Lotzorach Bosan Hamalachus Klal Hutru Lo Ki Ilu Hayachol Gamu VeRabbanan Hu Degazer B'Chol Midi Shein Lotzorach Lehem L'Chol Klal Kigon Avanim V'Kayoti Behen. Yes, okay, so answering Sammy's question, the Reid says, "Ha, I know Sammy's going to ask. Wait a second, what about cooking for a guy, and what about Davar Shav Ochel Nefesh?" Yep, yeah, that's all the Rabbanan, right? And Midaraisa, anytime, anything that's one of the malachos that are part of Ochel Nefesh, they just don't exist. There's just no Isser at all for those malachos, right? It's literally, it's a great formulation, right? The Osanach malachos, right? Even if it doesn't matter, it's Hutrulo ki ilu hayachol gam. It's like, it just doesn't exist. It's not like a relevant category, right? Just like no one would say, like, oh, you're not allowed to, you know, blow your nose on Shabbos, right? You don't say, oh, you know, you can blow your nose, but only if you have to, right? There's no malacha of blowing your nose, right? So same thing here. Actually, there's a Yerushalmi that seems to be against sneezing, but not blowing your nose, so you're safe. Okay. Shiti Shana also. They're just not included in Lo Tazakom Lacha. He says a little bit differently, but pretty similar in the sense that, okay, that din of Isra Malacha just doesn't apply to those Malachos. However, right, and why does it say Heter Ochel Nefesh? That's a simon for which Malachos. So it's not that you can do whatever you need to eat, right? A malacha is usher except for those malachas that are food related, right? But since those malachas just aren't usher at all, you can do whatever you want, right? But then he says, ubulvad letzorche yisrav alo letzorche ov gochavim. He says, well, the Gemara seems to think that if you do it for a guy, you get malchus, right? Which pretty clear that it's a raisa. It's almost like there's like a gzeres hakasav that there's no isra malacha on those malachos, but only if it's letzorche yisrav. And it's like kind of hard to swallow exactly. How does that make sense? Right? It's like a separate din. Is that part of the din, which is like a gzeres hakasav? It's a bit strange. And that already, I think, starts pointing us in the direction of saying, well, maybe it's not quite as kol osan malacha shahutru l'tzorach achila lo hayu b'chla lo tazakol malacha, right? Maybe it's a little bit more nuanced than that. Yeah, Sam.
Yeah, I was just saying, couldn't you interpret that as like, it was hutra, it's not that the malachos were hutra per se, because certainly, even if you hold by hutra, you still have to sort of reconcile with the pasuk in Shmos that seems almost explicitly as like a sort of dechuya formulation, like kol malacha and then acha sher yachal. So you could just say that like, it's not the malachos were hutra, but the, like certain mices were hutra. That solves a lot of problems, because that one could explain why potentially it would only be relevant for Yisrael, why also like mitoch would be this like in-between thing that makes it only for things that are shavlechol nefesh, because it's just like a certain sort of action that is permitted as opposed to like all malachot.
Yeah, amazing. So I'm just going to sharpen it a little bit more, which is, right, what is one of the big distinctions between malacha on Shabbos and malacha on Yantif? Right, is one of them is chiluk malachos, the onesh, right? Shabbos is chiv misa, yantif is malchus. And another difference is chiluk malachos. On Shabbos, right, you have lamitas avos malachos. On yantif, there's just one called lotasa malacha, and you, right, even if you do a bunch of different malachos, you're not going to get, you know, b'chayiv on them separately. So, if that's really true, right, if there's no chiluk malachos for yantif, and we don't really see the categories of malacha, right, as being individuated, so why would we assume that just because ochal nefesh is mutter, the category of, let's say, shechita, that whole malacha doesn't exist, right? Who said that malachos as a concept even exists by yantif in the first place, right, so that we could come around to say, oh, well, they're only, right, this quote from the Gonim, that they're, oh, on yantif, there are only 33 malachos, right? In order to say there are only 33 malachos, you have to kind of assume that there are 39 malachos on Yantif, and we just knocked off some of them. But who said that distinguished, you know, breaking it down into different malachos even exists? And so Sammy's saying, wait a second, maybe, right? It doesn't go based on the category, the av malacha, right? Maybe it's a certain action, certain, you know, things are allowed on Yantif because they're part of, because for whatever reason, but that's an allowance on the Maisa, or even allowance on the Maisa categorically, but it doesn't mean, right, that you have like a, you know, that those concepts of Malacha don't exist. Now, you can actually say this in two ways. The way which Sammy, I think, meant, and I'm going to latch on to the way this Sammy formulated it. Sammy formulated it as Maisim, right? I think what you're trying to say more is like the certain sort of courses of action, right, or certain like toelets are allowed. I think. Which is, it's either one's fine because I'm going to support both. But I think, right, you were trying to say like, oh, like here, I'll give you an example of an explanation and then you can correct me. Right? You're trying to also explain the Litzorach Akum, right? So Litzorach Akum says what? It's not, the Heter Ochel Nefesh doesn't say you can do anything that as long as it involves food, right? It says that you have a carte blanche to do, right? Let's say, you can't do Malachas Avoda. You could do Malachas Hana. What's Malachas Hana? Right? It's Malacha that gives you Hana on Yantif, right? That's for the Hana of Yantif, right? For the purposes of the Hana as Yantif. Okay. What does that mean? Right? So the answer is okay. So it's got to be the Hana, something that gives you Hana on Yantif, something that increases the Hana of Yantif or the Simcha of Yantif. So cooking for a guy is not included in that, right? But Hanas Hayom, cooking for a Yisrael, right, is going to increase the Hanas of Yantif or the Simcha of Yantif, right? So there's no, Kol Melechas Avoda is Aser, but Melechas Hana is Mutter. But it's not, Melechas Hana isn't the name of categories of Avos Melacha. Melechas Hana is a name of a certain, right, end goal, a certain Totsah. Now, you could also formulate it a little bit differently and say, well, maybe, right, it's actually a little bit more on, it's matir like maisim, right, and maybe even categorically matir some maisim, right, once you're allowed to do it for ochel nefesh, but those maisim don't have like a shame malacha to them, and therefore, it's not actually going to be applicable across the board for other parts. Now, there's some, one of the shitas quoted in the Shita Kubetas, one sec, sorry. Apologies. One of the Shitos in the Shita Mekabetzes actually has this sort of Havamina. I'm just going to remember where we are. I need to find it because it's Geschmack. Yeah, okay. This is in the Shita Kubetzes, okay? Zeloshon Shita Yishana, Amar Leir of Papi, Mai Daitach Mitoch Shehutra Chabura, Kolomar, Kol Osan Malachos Shehutru Litzorech Achila, Lo Hayu Bechlau Lo Tasei, V'hai Dekas V'achmana Shehuchal L'chol Nefesh, L'simana Ba'amu Hodikseb, Shekol Malachos Shechos L'achila Yiu Mutaros B'yom Tov, V'vad L'tzorech Yisrael, Aval Lo L'tzorech Yov Kuchadim. The Hayanir of the Farish, what comes after that? The Hayanir of the Farish, Mitoch Shehutra Chabura Litzorech, Perosh Kol Shem Shechita Chadahi. We came into Hutra Shechita Litzorech Ochol Nefesh, or the Hesha Shechita Bechal Lo Tazko Malacha. We had to call Shechita Mutaras. The Hinu Shechita Olas Nadava Shari Lucholyama. Avamin Chabura Acheres, right? Like a different act of making a wound. Who said, right, that should be part of Lotasa Komalacha. V'hachi kamrina, mitoch shehutra chabura l'tzorech, perash ha-chabura ha-asui l'tzorech ochel, kegon chita, hutronai mi-chabura she'ino ha-asui l'tzorech ochel, kegon ha-hid dvela, kivan dimkol makom ha-reish kan tzorech ha-noas ha-gof. V'nim tzolfi zet, tchol shchita hutra afilo shlo l'tzorech, kivan d'ikar shchita suya v'ragilo l'tzorech ochel nefesh, v'sha-chabura lo hutra kiyom l'tzorech ha-noah. Okay, so then the Shita Kubetzes quotes the Shita, who basically makes this Chakira that there are categorical heterim, right? Any Shita is always mutter. Why? Because that's an inherently like a Maisa Hachanas Ochel, right? And therefore it's always okay, even when you're not actually doing it to eat yourself. You're just doing it to bring a korban. Separately, if you do Maisa Chabura, if it's Letzorach Hanas Yom Tov, that's okay as well, right? And that kind of brings us back to this idea of Tzvedinim that we saw, that we've been seeing, is that maybe there are really two parts to it, right? There's like a heter of achasher tochal that's matir, like hanas yom tov, as like a dechia, that like simchas yom tov things are mutter if they're, you know, letzorach simchas yom tov. And separately, there are like categories of action which are just mutter across the board. But here, the Shita Kubetzes says, oh, I have a havam, the Gemara in Ksivus is havam, you know, why does it talk about like chabura, right? It's like, oh, it's havam, you know, is that maybe chita is mutter, right? But that doesn't, even if you hold like Beis Hillel, who holds a mitoch, because he's saying, what's the question behind the Shita Kubetzes? Rav Papi thinks like Beis Shammai, really? Right? So his answer is no. Even Rav Papi's modet that we're talking about, we hold like Beis Hillel and we hold of Mitoch. But who says Mitoch goes so far as to be matir when there's, right, no Tzorach Achila? Right? So at the end of the day, he says, right, would have thought that only like the Maisa Shechita would be fine, but like Maisa Chabura, which isn't actually Shechita, even though it's part of the same Malacha, would be Aser. Right? And then it's not like, oh, these Malachos categorically don't exist, right? It's actually Matir certain Maisim, right, in a categorical sense. So Shechita is allowed. Right, but once you're being matir, these ma'isim in a categorical sense, but it's only the ma'isa, it's not the, but the malacha kind of exists still, right? Or lo tasa kol malacha exists, it just doesn't apply to certain actions. You can start making distinctions like, oh, well, yeah, but only if it's l'tzarach yisrael, not l'tzarach gai, right? And then you can make it even smaller and say, oh, only if it's lahana, hanas yom tov, and not for hanas yom tov. Okay, we got a little further ahead than meant to, but but that's very, very good, Sammy. So that's, yeah, that's perfect, right? So that's exactly the alternative approach. What was I? Yeah, and that kind of forces you, and that works very nicely with what comes after. With I think what he's trying to say here, right, is he's trying to like say, oh, no, they really don't exist, but there's kind of this one exception of Tzarchei of the Kechavim because of the Gemara that says you get Malkus, okay? But the Rabban Al Torah says Machas Avoda is right. Kol Malacha she'inat l'tzarach ochal nefesh. It's only those other malachos which are aser. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So how? What's the makor of this din of mitoch? Right. We've talked about Beis Shammai Beis Hillel already. So the Ravid comes down and says, all right. Minal lanu minayin lo lahatir elamasha hetiru hakasov kol sheyesh bo tzarach achila mamish. Right, so the Ravid brings in Mitoch, but he says, oh, Mitoch should only apply when? Right, only if it was Efshar Miba'odiyam. Right, so one of our questions on Dechuya, remember from a few minutes ago, was if we really want to say it's Dechuya, so shouldn't that mean that you'd have to ideally try to do it in advance? Right, you have to try to avoid cases of Dechuya. So the answer is, right, Lachem, Mashma L'chol Tzorcheichem, Nir Kibochain demand the Shari Mishum de Toch Lo Shari Alem Kini Efshalov Meir Vyom Tov. It's gotta be Litzar Chechem, right? It's gotta be because it's necessary, because it was needed in some way, because you weren't able to do it, you know, beforehand. But if you could have done it beforehand, no, in a Hanami, right? The Dechia of Simchas Yom Tov basically is a Dechia. So it says, oh, you know, Simchas Yom Tov comes first, but that doesn't mean you can ignore Lotasakom Malacha, right? Unless it's necessary. Okay, and the other, yeah.
Same. What is that really how Dechuya works? Like think for example, Pikach Nefesh on Shabbos, right? I think that's Dechuya. That would be my understanding. Or I think
it's, actually it's Machlokes. It's like an open question, actually, whether it's Hutra or Dechuya.
Interesting. I'd be curious to think about what the Hutra is, but I feel like Pshat might be Dechuya. And if that's so, I don't think anybody would say that like you should try. As soon as you think the Dechuya applies, like lechatchila, go for it. No.
Oh, well, once you meaning on Shabbos in particular, in Pikuach Nefesh, right? It's almost impossible. I don't think anyone's ever successfully, or I don't think I've ever successfully heard an argument or like a good nafkamina between the two when it comes to Shabbos, because if it's necessary, if it's because they're like it's kind of a catchphrase too. Like if it's not necessary as part of Pikuach Nefesh, if it's not necessary, then it's not necessarily part of Pikuach Nefesh, and then it might not be part of the Hutra. And if it is necessary, then it's Pikuach Nefesh. So, like, you got to do it, right? It's important. So it happens to be, like, it's very hard to find, like, an example case or a nafkamina between the two on Shabbos so much. Although I think the one nafkamina I can really think of is whether or not something that you use for pikuach nefesh is considered like a klisha malachta leheter or klisha malachta leheser. Right? I think that's like the, that's probably like the one nafkamina that I can really think of. So let's say if you think, if you're, you know, if you carry a gun for purposes of like pikuach nefesh, so is the, is like an army, is like your gun really like mukta, right? But you have to carry it around because of pikuach nefesh chule, right? Or whatever. Or, you know, do you say, oh, well, maybe it's not really like, the gun's not only for shooting, it's also for all sorts of other things, so it's actually not, you know, really a klisha malachta maybe. Or you say, ah, what's the point of the gun, right? Point of the gun is to use it to, right, to shoot bad guys who are trying to kill people, which is pikuach nefesh. So its actual main purpose is actually not a malacha at all, right? Or not a malacha on Shabbos, because if it's hutra, so then it should not be, it's just, you're not doing a malacha at all, right? And if that's its primary purpose, so then it's not a klisha malacha lesser. So that's like the only real nafkamina I can think of on Shabbos. But on Shabbos, here's a, what about the following, which is before Shabbos, right? Should you, let's say your wife is pregnant, should you try to like stay in a hotel that's walking distance from the hospital, right? Or not? So that potentially, very potentially could be a part of the question. If it's hutra, so then, right, you don't have any responsibility to try, or probably you don't have a responsibility beforehand to try to, you know, make sure that you were like, you know, walking distance from the hospital, so you don't have to take an ambulance and drive, right? And if it's dehuya, so then, you know, maybe you do. Now again, it's, right, it's not, it's very, it's still very, you know, open-ended, because like, okay, but it's no iser, right? You know, you don't have to, but let's say, is that a value? You know, I know people who think that it is, and I think I know people who think that it's not. That would be like a nafkamina. So here too, the Ravid saying, well, you know, if you could have done it before, you should try to do it before Yontif, right? And maybe if you didn't do it before Yontif, so then you lost your chance. But kuach nefesh, you can't be like, oh, just die, right? Because you don't have fish is doche, and you're chayiv to, you also have a chiyuv, right? A very, very powerful chiyuv of, you know, of when it comes to pikuach nefesh. But when it comes to sibchas yom tov, you know, it's just not going to be nidche if you could have and you didn't, and you know, it's your fault. Okay, sorry. Yeah, nearly liten tam bedaver mitoch shahutro letzorech v'huklash ha'iser. The Shoda Rid talks is says suggests that maybe you could say what, that since the malacha is niklash, right? Since it was hutar shelo letzorech, right? It's going to be hutar. Since it was hutar letzorech, it's also like undermines. Like the chumras ha'iser, so that it can't like be like it can't get you malchus. Because if near elish is that time the davar lo mitoch shahutra zeh hutra zeh el kolomar kamo shahutra zeh hutra zeh mitam davar hu you read the darsh lachem lachol hutzar chechem. And the Rid says no, I don't think, you know, maskana. He says no, it's not that, you know, it's kind of like a, it's like nigrar that really really ochel nefesh is mutter, but once ochel nefesh is mutter, so it's like, you know, it's just not possible for it to be half usher. And he says, no, right? The point is that it's, once you're, it's the heter is machter, the whole thing, right? And those malachos are just domino. And it's gone. Okay. Rashi, right? We were troubled by, again, we've seen the sentence before, but just nice to see it straight out Rashi again. Right? Rashi says, right? Elam delo iflog ba'avanim, shma minad, kuli alma yesho tzal yomtov, elam min ha-Torah, hutra litzo, elah shem min ha-Torah, right, we say mitoch, mitoch shehutra letzorech, we say islahu kivan dat hutra letzorech, hutra menatora, legamri, ela rabban and gazer, b'midi hevi tirchad letzorech, gion avanim, abakatam sevedar, tzricha lehu b'yomtov lo gazer. Basically, right, Rashi says, right, if you hold a mitoch, then it's mutter legamri, even if it has no purpose whatsoever, you don't need it to be tzarech oni yantif or anything like that, right, it's good enough that it's just part of that category of malacha. It's totally mutter, and everything that's usher about you know, one of these malachos of ochel nefesh is only derabanan. Okay. On the other hand, right, the Gemara Psachim seems pretty clear that ha'ovet miyom tov l'chol, Rav Chizda amar loke, and Rabba amar eno loke, Rav Chizda amar loke, lo amrinan ho'el, miklai le'orchim, chazile, and Rabba amar eno loke, amrinan ho'el. They argue about, do we say, since guests could come, right, mimela, if even if they don't come, it will still roy for yom tov. What does that mean? If you, you know, grill up a steak on yom tov, for Motzei Yom Tov, if your neighbor comes by, right, you might be like, "Ah, oh, Bob, so good to see you. You know, have a steak," right? In which case, it will turn out that it was malacha that was nasa letzorach Yom Tov, not letzorach chol. Because of that, Rabba says you never actually get malchus, right? Because it was always possible for it to turn out to be letzorach Yom Tov. And Rav Chizda says, "No, we don't say that. And since you did it letzorach chol, then you're going to get malchus." So the question, the right, what's clear from this seems to be that mitoch isn't a carte blanche, right? You know, mitoch is not a blank check to do whatever you want in these categories of malachos. You're still getting malchus if you do it with tzedarah chol. So how can you say that these avos malacha just don't apply, right? Like Rashi, it's hard to say, tzedarabanan that you get malchus? Okay. Number two, right? Rekiva Omer says that how do we know that you have to get rid of chametz? This is actually very relevant, right? Ach beyom rishon, I'll just read the whole thing because it's so relevant. Ach beyom rishon tashpitu tzorum yibatechem me'alav yom tov o'inu ala biyom tov atzmo tamul omar lo tishchat al chametz dam zivchi lo tishchat et ha'pesach v'adayin chametz kayam tiver rebi shmeel rebi yakiv omer eno tzarich harei omer אך ביום הראשון תשביט צהור מבתיכם, וכתיב כל מלאכה לא תעשו, ומצינו להברה שהיא אב מלאכה. Okay, so Rabbi Kiva says, nope, right, we know that there's a din of Isra Malacha, and that you got to get rid of Saor, and you can't burn the Saor, right, on Yom Tov, because that's an Isra Malacha. Right, so the Gemara says afterwards, Shma Mina, lo amrinan hoel, והותרה הברה לצורך, חוצרנה משלו לצורך. So Gemara says, "Oh, we see Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold of Hawil, doesn't hold of right of Mitoch, right?" So, okay, that you know actually is a good raya for Rashi, right? So you have conflicting rayas for and against the idea of Hutra and Dechuya, you know, both in Psachim. How do we explain this? So Tosfos says, right? Tosfos very consistently has this idea. It's very similar, right, to what Samuel was bringing up, which is essentially this idea that it's not just like, oh, is there this categorical hutra that gets rid of all of the malacha, right? Or is it just tehuya and like whenever it's simchas yom tov, so then it's didche, but the malacha still applies. It's a hutra, right? But it's like a hutra, as Samuel was saying, it's a hutra on the ma'isa, right? Or it's a hutra on the, you know, on the purpose, almost on the ma'isa and the tosa, actually, right? And there's actually a difference between them, according to Tosos. Okay, there's like a hutra that says that ma'isim of ochel nefesh lehanas hayom are mutter, right? And Tosos also say, and maybe just anything that's actual for actual cooking, right? You're actually making food is also going to be allowed if you need to do it on Yom Tov, even if it's not one of the malachas ochel nefesh, maybe. Right, you have a little more flexibility there. Why? Right, because tzorech hanas hayom is what was mutter. Right, tzorech hanas hayom is hutra. So it doesn't only have to be cooking food or making food. It can be beyond that. But, right, it's got to be hanas hayom. Right, so there's this heter hanas hayom because, and let's go back to the Ramban, Meleches avoda is aser, meleches hana is mutter, right? But meleches hana is not just anything that gives you hana, right? Meleches, or another formulation would be, meleches avoda is aser, but meleches yom tov is mutter, right? The malacha that is for yom tov, the malacha that's part of yom tov is going to be mutter, right? Mechlal de guf ha malacha, Amalacha shari lasos biyom tov, afgav de efshar lasos me erev yom tov. Right? He says, oh, right, you know, the malachas are actually mutter, even if you could have done it earlier, right? But what's the difference? What's the problem? He says, "Hacholi b'megavim b'mechabitz b'harod dechalos dash b'shabes fayiv chatas hezid b'yom tov lokes harbam afagav dehevi yochol nefesh." He says, "But wait a second. If we say mitoch and the guf hamachal is shari lasos b'yom tov, even if you could have done a mer of yom tov, right? We don't say that mitoch only applies if you couldn't have done it earlier. So then, why does it say that like milking and right and getting honey out of honeycomb is usur and going to get you malchus and usur midoraisa, right? Sorry, Yishlomar, divadai ochal nefesh hamit kalkel im osehu me etmol mutar lasot biyom tov, aval ochal nefesh de adif tvei kishu asui me etmol higon ahud de amatznia asur lasot biyom tov. So he says what? Right, Tosfos has been very consistent that things that are actual ochal nefesh, right, are even better than hanas hayom, because like actual ochal nefesh, right, is just like, you know, is like the most like pristine example of something that you just, you know, want to do on yantin. But then he says that there are these cases of actual ochal nefesh where it's you get malchus, which is asher midoraisa. He says, what's the difference? What's the answer? So as I heard this formulation, this is really from my father, which is that in order for it to be malachas yom tov, right? What's the definition of something that's not malachas yom tov, right? Let's start that way. Right? How do I know that something is actually not the malachas hanav yom tov? It's not malachas yom tov. It was malachas, you know, it was malachas of a different day, belonged on a different day. And so Tosfos says, okay, well, how do I know that? What, if I want to define it, as my father's saying, the Tosfos defines it as, which I think is very, you know, it's like shmak chat, right? It's meleches hayom. So it has to be a melecha that belongs to Yom Tov. And that's only true if, right, if it would have been better if I had done it earlier, if it would have been Yoser Tov, if I had done it me'etmol, then it's clearly meleches etmol, right? It's one thing for me to say that like cooking food for yomtiv on yomtiv is actually the meleches yomtiv, and it's part of, so one option is to look at it right as meleches hanas yomtiv. In which case, I would say that even if I could have done it or I should have done it yesterday, right? If I'm cooking food, it's always going to be okay. Why? Because it's hanas yomtiv. But this Tosfos and Megillah is actually saying slightly different, which is it's not meleches hanas yomtiv, right? Or meleches hana versus meleches avoda. As the Ramban says, it's actually Malachas Yom Tov versus Malachas Avoda. And if it's Malacha that would have been better if I had done it yesterday, right, then it's clearly Malachas Etmol, it's not Malachas Yom Tov. And only Malachas Yom Tov is Mutter, right? Kol Malachas Avoda lo tasu, but you can do Malachas Yom Tov, but it's not Malachas Yom Tov if it would have been better yesterday, right? Keep going down, right? If aber ochel nefesh de odif tvei kishu asu mietmol asu lasus biyomtiv. Okay, just another shita that actually, you know, when you pull it out, I think actually also really, you know, is going to this direction. This is a sheltos. It says ochel nefesh nami midi de urche lima eved biyomtiv tigon mishchad miyafeu bishule shapir dami. And we're going to chin of our kad de efshar lasos me'er of yom tov asum ever biyom tov de ma irachman rahu levado yaseh lachem. I didn't put in the whole thing. But I guess whatever, close enough. Right, he says right de efshar lasos me'er of yom tov. Right, it basically depends on like, you know, could it have been done before? Should it have done before? So what's the defining feature here? Right, the shul is a little confusing. He says ochal nefesh, right, is mutter. But midi de urche lemeved it's dafka because it's urche lemeved biyom tov as opposed to efshar lasos me'er of yom tov. So is the point efshar me'bod yom or is the point ochal nefesh? Right. So it sounds like right. It's partially this idea of like ochal nefesh me'bod yom sheba oso yom, which is like I guess like even a sharper formulation or more narrow formulation is the combination of the two, which is meleches hayom meleches hanas hayom. Right. it's both of those two combined. It has to be the malacha that belongs on Yom Tov and for the Hanas of Yom Tov. Okay, so just to sum all that up, because that gets very confusing. So we have really three/four paradigms, right? We have the putra, these malachas don't exist paradigm. And we have the dechuya, right? All the malachas exist, and just nidcha yidei simchas yom tov paradigm. And then we have this idea that the isra malacha is dafka on things that aren't relevant, let's say, to yom tov. One option is malachas hayom, as opposed to malachas etmol, right? Or malachas avoda, right? If it was adif tvei to do it yesterday, like making cheese, right? Cheese is better when it's older. So you can't make cheese on Yom Tov and say, oh, well, I'm doing it because it's malachas Yom Tov, because it's not malachas Yom Tov. It would have been even better for Yom Tov if you had made it yesterday, right? On the other hand, another way to look at it is tzorach hayom or tzorach hanas hayom. And then it really depends on whether or not it's for the hanav today or not. So let's say something like making cheese, right, in theory, would be if, well, you should have maybe done it yesterday, but if you didn't, then, right, you could be able to do it if you're really going to eat it, like bobayo. Now, I don't think, you know, much like lemaisa, there are, right, all sorts of, like, cases that come up in the Rishonim that I think could really fall into that, where you could have or should have done it before, but if you're really doing it, lahanas hayom, then some of the Rishonim talk about, like, these cases which would mutter. Okay. Second. Yeah. Shooting West, this also brings down someone who talks about it in like a tiered system. This card is just like an interesting tidbit. So it either has to be actual Ochel Nefesh, or it could be Tzorach Hayom, right? It could be either one. Right? Mitoch basically lets you apply Heter Ochel Nefesh Hayom to either be Tzorach Hayom or Ochel. Okay? And that I think is like, you know, kind of the flip side of, let's say, what's on the Shultos. So just saying it kind of needs to be both, right? So you can say, well, maybe it needs to be either or. And then we are with what we saw already earlier. Second. Yes. Just one last shita, which I think might sharpen this idea of the idea of Malachas Yom Tov, is that the shita Kubatsis brings down B'Shem Tosvos, which is not, you know, it's not, at least the way he quotes it, doesn't, you know, doesn't quite resonate 100% with what I like I've seen, but he quotes, O Tirtu Batosvos, what was the Havamina of Rav Papi, right? Going back to our Gemara, Xeves, just to tie it all up, Rav Papi in our Gemara says, oh, you know, what, you can think you could do Bia Rishon on Shabbos? You know, how can you do that? Right? You think Mitoch? Like, what do you mean? Of course he thinks Mitoch, we hold like Pesela, right? So, O Tirtu Batosvos, Haya Savor, right? That the heter ochel nefesh, you know, does apply mitoch shochel letzorech chutzanami shelo letzorech, but it only applies to davar haragil, right? It's only things that are like common, like, you know, that you need to do on Yom Tov. Okay, v'tchein tirat harashba b'shem rabo derav papi svir lei delor mina mitoch ela betzorech matzoi ochel nefesh. Okay, as opposed to, let's say, be less bezula she'eino matzui. Why should that matter, right? Conceptually speaking, right, I think we're very used to the idea, like, whether it's common or not common, right, we're talking about, like, half of the Gemaras that we've ever learned, right, are these, like, very, very, you know, uncommon, if never, ever happened in ever in the history of the universe cases, right, but legally they're relevant, and legally they're important, and, right, and conceptually they are cornerstones of, you know, of everything that we live and breathe. So why is the fact that it's uncommon, right, going to count against these poor, you know, these poor poor malachos? So I think the answer could be, right, is, well, if you really want to say that it's a din in Malachas Hayom, right, Malachas Yom Tov as opposed to Malachas Avoda, So then in order for it to be considered Meleches Yom Tov, then maybe it has to be common, right? Like a natural part of Yom Tov, a common, you know, part of Yom Tov. Like, oh, yes, obviously, you know, naturally you need to do this on Yom Tov. Because otherwise, you can say, well, you know, yeah, sure, once in a blue moon, that doesn't, it might happen that you would want to do this on Yom Tov, but that doesn't make it Meleches Yom Tov. In terms of Meleches Hana, right, if we just go back to our Chakira over here, in terms of Meleches Hana, then yeah, it's still getting you Hana, right? On Yom Tov, it's Hana, it's Yom Tov, right? But is it Meleches Hayom, right? Is it Melecha that's actually Shayach to Yom Tov? If it's not common, part of Yom Tov, then no, not necessarily, right? Eating is a common part of Yom Tov, right? Some people would say, like, that's all we do on Yom Tov, is eat. So that makes sense, right? But the Rav Papi is arguing that, well, maybe anything that's not common is not going to be considered Meleches Hayom. Okay, so just to sum up, right, we have Putra, the idea that these Melechos don't exist, right? And basically any limitation is going to have to be like Darabanan. We have Dechuya, where really these Melechos are totally part of Isser Melacha, of Lo Ta'aseh Kol Melacha. And finally, we have the in-between concept where it's essentially a form of Hutra in the sense that the Melacha or the Isser Melacha is Lo Ta'aseh Meleches Avodah, right? But, right, but Meleches Avodah is not, oh, only these Avos Melacha. It's not that there are only 33 Avos Melacha, but rather there's an Isser of Melacha, of Meleches Avodah, and the definition of Meleches Avodah is as opposed to either Meleches Hana or Meleches Hayom. Right? Melacha, it's not work, it's the Inyana de Yoma of Yom Tov. Yeah. If we don't have Shira again before Pesach, she'll have a wonderful Yom Tov, Chag Kashrus V'Sameach. And if we do, you should all still have a Chag Kashrus V'Sameach, but we'll also have more Shira. So we'll, follow up on that.
Thank you so much.